Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the webinar for the Strategy Panel on Public Responsibility Framework. We'd just like to begin with a few housekeeping items. The webinar is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. This session is being streamed. If you do not intend to voice comments and questions during the Q&A, you may listen to the session via Adobe Connect. Participants who wish to speak during the Q&A should join the bridge. Your lines will be muted throughout the presentation, and questions and or comments may be submitted via the Adobe Connect chat pod during the presentation. The strategy panel will receive a copy of the chat transcript. Please do not note that the chat sessions are being archived and follow the ICANN expected standards of behavior. Your lines will be open for the Q&A, and please raise your hand in the Adobe Connect room to be in the queue. If you're on the bridge, please remember to mute your computer speakers to avoid echo. If you're not speaking, please mute your phone using star 6 and to unmute dial star 7. If you have joined the bridge using your computer, click on the speaker icon at the top of your page so that it is no longer green. This will mute the Adobe Connect application from receiving the stream audio. The slides, recording, and transcript will be made available following this session on the announcement page as well as on the dedicated webpage for the strategy panel. Thank you. And now, Nee Quainer will go ahead with the presentation for the webinar.
Welcome to the webinar, the Strategy Panel on Public Responsibility Framework. The panel is a very diverse one, spans many regions. We have North America, Europe, Latin America, Asia Pacific, and Africa. And many of the panelists are actually multi-hat. There are people from academia, industry, government, development agencies, civil society, and so forth. Members of the panel are Blake Irvin, Bob Hinden, Tim Berners-Lee, Nadine Tufik, Sunita Dutta, and Raul Zambrano, and myself. The key panel deliverables are proposed ICANN's role and 5-year strategic objectives and milestones for promoting the global public interest vis-a-vis ICANN's mission and core values and for building out the base of internationally diverse, knowledgeable, and engaged ICANN stakeholders, especially within the developing world, and to propose a framework for implementation of ICANN's role, objectives, and milestones for promoting the global public interest, building capacity within the ICANN community, and increasing the base of internationally diverse, knowledgeable, and engaged ICANN stakeholders, and to provide advice on programs and initiatives that help achieve the above objectives. Where are we? We received several requests from community, from panel, from others, and we have summarized the current work that is carried out by ICANN. We have also reviewed all the requests and the focus suggestions that we had, and we have created a draft document for public comment. The document has an outline of 4 main parts. The first part is the framework aims and definitions, and the second is ICANN's current public responsibility work at the departmental level and also through the regional engagement strategy. And the third is ICANN's initial public responsibility framework areas of focus. And the last is the recommendation. The draft framework aims for discussion. The defining the public interest vis-a-vis ICANN's framework core mandate and detailing the target areas and audiences for ICANN's public responsibility approach. detailing how ICANN can promote the global public interest in relation to ICANN's mission and core values by building out the base of internationally diverse, knowledgeable, and engaged ICANN stakeholders. And lastly, advising on the operational activities and funding approaches to ICANN's public responsibility programming and outreach. Definitions. As an independent global organization, ICANN is one of the organizations charged with responsibility for an increasingly important shared global resource, the Internet. As one of the stewards of this resource, ICANN recognizes it has a responsibility to protect and promote the global public interest, both throughout its work and in collaboration with other entities. ICANN's public responsibility permeates all areas of its work and at the core of its operation. ICANN defines the global public interest in relation to the Internet as ensuring the Internet becomes and continues to be stable, inclusive, and accessible across the globe so that all may enjoy the benefits of a single and open Internet. In addressing its public responsibility, ICANN must build trust in the Internet and in its governance ecosystem. This vision is central to ICANN's public responsibility framework. However, there is a need to define particular areas of focus and target topics, regions, and stakeholders that need to be addressed in relation to ICANN's responsibility to serve the global public. This framework document further defines these focus areas and prioritizes where ICANN needs to eliminate friction to ensure greater Internet openness and accessibility. The current activities at the departmental level, external projects that are carried out by ICANN in the Internet ecosystem through various departments and regional strategies, including public responsibility as capacity building, public responsibility in funding and partnerships, public responsibility as communication, awareness, and engagement, and public responsibility as education. Current activities of ICANN. First, the four main focal points of ICANN as an organization are ensuring adequate levels of stability, security, and resilience of the domain name system, core operations including internet naming and addressing functions, competition, consumer trust, and consumer choices, and healthy internet ecosystem. The regional strategies exist for at least these three regions, and other regions will follow: Middle East, Latin America, and Caribbean, and Africa have strategies in operation. But the common themes among these strategies are capacity building, funding and partnerships, communication, awareness and engagement, and education. Proposed initial areas of focus. Having reviewed the current work ICANN carries out in support of its public responsibility, it is recommended that the public responsibility framework takes focus on four initial key areas to further strengthen ICANN's commitment to the global public interest. These could consist of projects carried out by ICANN independently, with international and intergovernmental organizations, or in partnership with other foundations. The ICANN public responsibility focuses include education, localization and inclusion, next generation projects, and inclusive internet governance ecosystem. The initial areas of focus, the first being education. The strategic public responsibility objective is stated as follows. ICANN should address its public responsibility through programs and projects which will, one, more effectively communicate ICANN's role and mandate through awareness raising and educational efforts. Two, increase accessibility to ICANN's work through technical education and capacity building workshops and initiatives, both online, such as the OLC, and offline locally. And three, engagement with academia, research facilities, and educational institutions. The next proposed initial area of focus is localization and inclusion. The strategic public responsibility objective is ICANN should continue efforts to make information about the organization and its work accessible to those who speak languages other than English in ways that enhance participation in and the effectiveness of the multi-stakeholder model. This allows stakeholders to understand and participate in ICANN activities as well as fulfilling ICANN's public responsibility community to work effectively in an inclusive and accessible manner. This also is important to ICANN's commitment to delivering all documents in plain English to ensure accessibility and enhance speed in translation. ICANN should also explore how it can better serve the internationalization of the web through encouraging and promoting the visibility of languages and scripts other than English and the Latin alphabet. The proposed initial area of focus, next generation, the strategic public responsibility objective is to raise awareness and encourage participation of the next generation and offer opportunities to get involved in ICANN activities and raise awareness about its internet governance supporting participation where applicable. ICANN should also engage with capacity building and training within this target group. The proposed initial area of focus, inclusive internet governance ecosystem, has the following strategic public responsibility objectives. ICANN should interact with governments from developing and underdeveloped countries to build trust and encourage participation with the ICANN model and GAC, the Government Advisory Committee. ICANN should also encourage and guide the evolution of private sector and civil society players in these countries and work in collaboration with their governments on national internet governance challenges, recognizing that not all internet governance issues should be solved using a global approach. ICANN should seek out collaboration with other institutions and organizations that seek to ensure the stability of an open and single internet, and who focus on ensuring the internet increases in its global accessibility. Overall recommendations. Strengthen current regional engagement strategies. Commission research to enhance the understanding of the links between internet governance and development. Continue to both strengthen existing platforms in the internet governance ecosystem and promote global collaboration with a wide variety of organizations that ensures the internet remains stable, inclusive, and accessible. Support the internationalization of the web for increasing global accessibility and promoting local content creation. Some strategic recommendations. Explore establishing an external foundation that can operate in the philanthropic space and further work to fulfill ICANN's responsibility and obligations in relation to its mission. Link internet policy making to development, particularly in developing and emerging countries and regions. Streamline all public responsibility efforts currently undertaken internally in ICANN, establish a public responsibility department as the guiding ICANN's approach to fulfilling its public responsibility obligations with an operational plan ready by mid-2030. I thank you very much, and if there are questions, we'll be glad to respond well. I think we can take comments also.
There is a question coming from JP in the Adobe Connect chat pod. It says, please define what you mean by next generation.
Okay. I believe that we are referring to the next set of fellows that will come into the build-out of the ICANN community stakeholders we are discussing. And, of course, there will be some targets which will be very young, and we are looking for those as well. So there will be an age definition of sorts to get attachment in. And we are looking to see how best we can support these people to participate effectively and also give them a community within which, after they've experienced ICANN, they can continue to work, let's say, within the region and expanding further ICANN build out.
There is another question in the chat on the Adobe Connect room that from Donna Austin asking, do you envisage that ICANN will take on policy development which is beyond that currently undertaken by the GNSO, for example, policy that affects contracted parties?
Okay, I do not anticipate that will be the case. But ICANN could, through the larger internet governance ecosystem, encourage certain policies, especially at the national level, that can enhance the internet and bring the benefits to the people in that local environment. So even though our narrow function of developing policies for the resources that ICANN is managing, there are larger interests about helping the internet grow so that these policies can get benefit and values. And so we may want to look into how to enhance overall larger policy development through working with partners and so forth, and also with government at a national level to ensure that the growth continues.
Um, Donna is asking again if a transcript will be available, and yes, it will be available on the same page as the webinar announcement and on the webinar, on the panel page on the ICANN.org website.
Can Donna explain a little bit more the difficulty she has? I mean, my perspective is unless GNSO wants to change the way that policy, it is not our intention in this case to be recommending a change in that. However, ICANN's role in ensuring the inclusiveness of the internet and its stability and so forth involves working with other partners in the ecosystem and even with government at the national level and with international organizations so that maybe they might change their role, maybe they might improve certain policy situations to enhance this common good. And I think that is what I was trying to get at. It's not necessary that we will have to change our policy to address the development issues. That's not what we're looking for. But we are looking to ensure that we do ours in public interest and at the same time encourage others within the environment and at the national level through the regions to ensure that a single open internet remains and thrives.
All right. It doesn't look like there are any other questions. Thank you for those who asked questions. If you have additional comments and feedback on the panel, you can send an email to prfpanel@icann.org. I will write it in the chat room. And thank you very much for participating in the webinar for the ICANN Public Responsibility Framework panel. And have a good rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nee.